This is the Raising Carter podcast, and I'm your host, Ramon Weatherall Sr. And my question to you dads today is, what do you do when your young son, your teenage son, your young adult son is in a bad relationship? A relationship you can see, obviously, is not a benefit to him, and he can wind up getting himself physically hurt, emotionally hurt, and just set back in life from this relationship. What do you do? How do you help him see that this isn't the relationship for him? And the reason why I bring this up, and the reason why I'm doing this podcast, is because of this video that I ran across on TikTok, on Clapper, of this young lady and this young teenage boy. He's playing a prank on her, and she obviously takes it too far. So check it out. You can see it if you're watching the video podcast, but you can also hear it for the audio, and we'll get into all that.
It's pillows. Bro, what did you own?
You should have never been playing like that in the first place.
You just smashed a bottle on my head.
Clapper.
Now let's run it back one more time. One more again.
What the f*** is you doing?
He's playing a prank on his girlfriend, like he's in the bed with another female, and she walks in on him and smashes a bottle on his head.
It's pillows. Bro, what did you own?
You should have never been playing like that in the first place.
You just smashed a bottle on my head.
And she, once she did it, she knew she was wrong, but she didn't admit to being wrong. She didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, which wouldn't have made any difference. You went too far. Now, I'm going to say this right now. If the roles was reversed, and even if this being a prank, and that was a young man who did that, no matter what color he was, and he did that to a girl, people would be trying to find out what his name is, and he would be getting arrested. He would be getting arrested right now. If this video had went viral and the roles were reversed, he would be getting arrested under social media as toxic masculinity. See, she was just playing a prank on him, and he hit her over the head with a bottle. What's going to be her consequences? He's probably still with her. He knew she was going to act out of order when he did it. That's why he played the prank. He thought she was maybe going to jump on the pillows and start fight with the imaginary person. No, she turned up more than that. She smashes a bottle over your head. And he asked her, like, what is you on? You could have seriously injured him over a prank. But you knew that, little bro. You knew she was going to do something. And that's what's so wrong with a lot of men, a lot of young men. They think that stuff is cute. Even old dudes who haven't grown up. You think having a woman that's turned up, she'll fight over you, that's cute. That things like this can happen. She's turned up, but she don't know how to turn down. And she don't know how to regulate her anger. And she'll do things like that. Smash a bottle over your head. So what do you do, dads, when your son is in a bad relationship? What would you do? What would you... Obviously, everybody gonna tell your son, oh, get out of that relationship, this and that. But, man, you obviously haven't... If you say that, you obviously never been in this situation, in any type of situation like this, because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to want to leave that person. And you talking about that person, you talking about them, you trying to, you saying that they stupid for being with them, you telling them, I'm not going to allow you to be with, all that kind of stuff is just going to push them closer to that person. Yeah, now I bet you she's sorry. You know, everybody's getting on her. So what is he probably doing? Running to her defense and all this and that. But you as a dad, what do you do in that situation? You've got to try to make him see that this isn't how a relationship should go. And like I said before, you knew she was going to turn up like that. So y'all relationship is already toxic. If your relationship wasn't toxic, you playing a prank on your girl like that. If she, you didn't know she was turned up like that already, a girl that's got her emotions and stuff together, yeah, she would have been upset. She probably would have walked out. You would have had to try to drag her back and make her see, oh, this is just a prank. She would have left you on the spot if she would have walked into that bedroom and seen that. But you knew she wasn't that type of female. You knew, young man, that she was turned up and she was gonna, but you didn't know she was gonna smash a bottle over your head. It could have injured you, maybe even worse. But what do you do as a father to make your son see this? See that this isn't the relationship or this isn't where he should be. First of all, you, if you're in a relationship, you need to be the role model of how a good relationship should go. So he can see, okay, that's a good relationship. My mom, my dad and his girlfriend or whatever. That's a good relationship. This a good relationship. I just got hit over the head with a bottle for playing a prank. This ain't a good relationship. That would have never happened at my house. But ridiculing them, calling them stupid, trying to make them feel bad, and that's not going to work. You have to do the work from the beginning. Your relationships. She acts that way because that's what she sees. They think that's how love is shown, by somebody being aggressive and I'll do anything if somebody messes with my man or my woman. That's not how healthy relationships are. That's not how they go. You trying to do things for social media, but this backfired. This didn't go the way you wanted it to go. You didn't want to go viral for this. This is not how you want it to go viral, bro. Having all your business out in the street. No young man wants to go viral for something like this, but what do you do as a father when you see your son in a bad relationship? Number one, two, three, four, and five, you gotta be the role model. You've gotta be the role model and let him see how a healthy relationship is done, how it works, the ins and outs of it. Nobody's perfect, but there's no type of actions and reactions like this that goes on. There's nothing like this that goes on. And being negative towards him, and that's not going to work. Everybody else is already making him feel bad anyway. So that's not going to work. And making him understand that there are other fish in the sea. Yes, you care strongly about this girl, but that doesn't mean you can't care. You'll never feel strongly about anyone else in your life. Come on. But at the time, they're going to feel like that's impossible. But you've got to just keep being positive and let them know that you're better than this. You don't deserve to be treated like this. So that is this episode of the Raise the Carter podcast. I want to give a shout out to the Legend Line t-shirt and hoodie. Rocking the Easy E t-shirt. We not having this. This is the Raise the Carter podcast, a podcast for fathers with sons, young men who want to be fathers in the future, or just young men that's looking for the right kind of wisdom and guidance. And yo, having a girl that's turned up, you might think it's cute, but you don't know when she's going to get all the way turned up or maybe even lose your life behind her actions. And that's not the kind of woman you want to be with, or vice versa. A young lady being with a man who's, you know, just too turned up, too possessive, you know, too aggressive, and will do crazy things in the name of love. That ain't love. Why do you think it's okay to hit somebody over the head with a bottle? End of story. That is this episode of the Raise the Carter podcast. If you want to see more episodes like this, check out our playlist right here. And we're here to stay. Thanks for checking out this episode. My name is Ramon Weatherall, the host of the Raise the Carter podcast. And I'm out of here. Peace.